In a legal battle against a company like Microsoft, the scales could seem to be tipped in favour of the side with the deepest pockets. But a jury in the United States has found that the software company willfully infringed a patent lodged by an Australian inventor. It's ordered Microsoft to pay more than $500 million in damages for using the anti-piracy technology devised by Rick Richardson in 1993. Meredith Griffith reports.
When someone buys Windows or Office XP from Microsoft, the company uses anti-piracy technology to ensure that the software is only loaded onto particular computers. An American jury has now found that the technology was actually devised by Australian Rick Richardson in 1992. He offered it to Microsoft, but when they rejected it, he went on to sell the technology through a California-based company called Unilock. Brad Davis is the CEO of Unilock.
Rick is a very, very smart guy to have figured it out way back then. This is all pre-internet. But yes, he came up with the idea and patented it, thank goodness.
So how did Microsoft get their hands on the technology?
Without going into too much detail, Rick was in discussions with Microsoft back in the mid-90s. Microsoft evaluated the product and told Rick, no thanks. And then Rick had actually moved to the U.S., but began noticing in 2001, suspecting that something similar to his idea was actually being used on Windows XP and Office XP, and so became a little alarmed. And that's about when I met Rick, actually, me and another guy that sort of formed the Unilock USA organization. And so after some investigation, we decided, you know, this company is going to be about the strength of its intellectual property, if nothing else. So we decided we needed to take action to defend our intellectual property. And so in 2003, we filed this lawsuit.
Did that take some courage? I mean, Microsoft is such a giant in the software world. Did some people think you were crazy trying to take it on?
Well, yeah, you can't necessarily pick your dance partners. It's kind of like you can't pick your family, right? It's just we didn't really have a choice. It was an extremely daunting task, and we would prefer to have started with a smaller opponent, but at the end of the day, we didn't really have a choice.
So how were you feeling when the judgment was handed down? Had you been confident of success?
You know, I'd never personally been through the adversarial process in a courtroom like that with a jury. It's a very human process, I have to say, and when you have a lot at stake personally, and, you know, we all own stock in the company, and my family is all invested in the company, you get a little unnerved because it is a very human process, but I have to tell you, coming out of it, I think the proper outcome was reached, as unbiased as I could profess to be, and I have a lot more faith in the system than I did when I went in. But so it's nerve-wracking, though. There's no two ways about it.
How much did this case cost you in legal fees? Has it had quite a detrimental impact on the operations of Unilock for the past 6 years?
I can't disclose what we've spent. We're a private company, so I can't really get into that. It's, you know, we managed. And just by the way, we have our own products. We have customers. We're not in the business of suing people. We don't rely upon any of these awards to operate the company. So if ultimately we get a capital out of this award, we will use it to grow the company. We're not going to, you know, disperse it out to shareholders. We've got big plans. We think this is truly Rick had a once in a lifetime idea way back in 93, and we're all feeling quite fortunate to be here. And we plan to be here for a while.
So what does happen now? What about Microsoft? Will they have to stop using the technology, or they have to give you credit? What happens?
Those are the exact issues being discussed in the court now that the jury's come in with this verdict. And so there's a number of motions being filed around, you know, is there an injunction against them from using this going forward? It was a willful infringement, so there's actually the judge, it's within his power to triple the damage award if he so chose. So there's a lot of that going on, and there's going to be some wrangling between over the next 2 months.
Just finally, Mr. Davis, have you been in touch with Rick Richardson over the past few days? How are you guys feeling about this victory?
I feel great on behalf of the shareholders of Unilock, but I have to tell you, the power of ideas is a personal and creative and fantastic thing. Rick is at his core an inventor, and so for him, this is a soul-enriching experience, I have to say, and I'm so happy for Rick, and he's thrilled.
Microsoft has issued a statement saying it does not believe it did infringe the patent because it's invalid. The company says it will be appealing the verdict, saying the award for damages is legally and factually unsupported.
Meredith Griffiths reporting.